Human Falls, a Bungo Stray Dog spotfic, written by Seta's Darkness and read by Alani. Summary. Before everything else, before Arahabaki, before anyone else getting hold of it, Chuya is the previous owner of the book. The Nakahara family is a formidable force, even a child knows that fact. Matriarch, a top-ranked government official. Patriarch, a doctor turned influential researcher. Younger son with the power of blazing wildfire. Older son with the power to manipulate gravity. In the middle of this long ability war, they are in the middle of the battlefield. It's indisputed leaders. Chuya is 15 when he looks at his bare hands and thinks, "I don't want to keep on fighting anymore." He, along with his younger brother, are the main fighting force on this side of the war. A war that he doesn't even fully understand. A war that he barely even knows anything about, beyond the fact that his family is in the middle of it. Chuya is 50 when he locks himself up inside his room and writes on the blank book that has served as his rarely touched diary. The last time he's written anything in it, he'd mused about having enough strength to protect that which he holds dear. And right now, he writes, "I want this war to end." The following day, the Nakahara family is erased for all but one. The opponent has suddenly launched a massive attack, meant to be the finishing blow. Chuya holds hands with his brother, and they combine their abilities for the first time. Out of desperation, out of a fervent wish, a black red fire, a rain of black holes over the land, almost as though the gates of the other side have been opened, unfathomable and unreachable to humankind. Power leeches out of him in a dizzying loop until he's not able to control it anymore, until both of them aren't able to control it anymore. By the time Chuya blinks into consciousness, there's already nothing left of an entire city. Simply a crater with him half kneeling over the epicenter of the destruction. Him, alongside a teenager in monochrome, black and red, those eyes blink at him. "I've cancelled your ability," a dull monotone. "Say, isn't it kind of interesting?" The teen's hand is wrapped around his wrist, bloody and torn raw. "What?" Chuya rasps out, unwilling to process his surroundings. "The other group shouldn't have attacked today. They had no reason to suddenly launch this foolish large-scale move." "No reason," he echoes, hollow. That day, the war ends, and so does the Nakahara family's reign. Chuya tries to burn the diary. The following day, the book is back in his hands. Chuya is 15 when he writes, "I'm sorry, let me try again." Hundreds, thousands of words pass until he can't even keep track of anything anymore. Some of the times, his memory about his absurd wishes only returns to him once he's already the boss of the Port Mafia. Some, as the sole member of SHIP, its solitary king. Some, when he's picked up by a silver-haired assassin, raised as the heir to his swordsmanship. Some, he ends up joining a detective agency. Some, while he's hidden himself inside an airship that lands in the vast, just before he joins an organization that calls itself a guild. Some, after he accepts the brooch to his chest that designates his rank as one of the knights of the clock tower. Some, after he buries a bullet into the skull of a man who calls himself the leader of the rats. Some, before he replaces a member of a group called Transcendental. So many things that are different, but so much more remain the same. He never lives past 20. His family will always be among the first to be obliterated through whatever means. There's always a war that will end and will be replaced by some other means of warfare. There will always be someone learning about a book that can make anything into reality, there will always be a group who will search for it no matter what. He can never get a chance to tell anyone about it. About how it distorts everything. About how it cannot truly revive the dead. Only the cycle of mistakes. And at the end of it all, he's always... You're always the only one left. Chua tells him, alone and lonely. At the end of it all, the only one who's left by his side, aside from the book strapped to his chest, aside from the multitudes of memories weighing down his mind, Dazai, sometimes Osamu, rarely Shuji, occasionally Tsushima, always partner. With my strategy and your power, we'll win this. He mustered the strength to say, I believe in you. But he's only just one man. With all of his vulnerabilities, with all of his weaknesses, with all of his faults. On the 5158th iteration, Chuya is 7 when he gets the memories of 5157 failures. Chuya is 7 when he writes, I don't want to remember anything anymore. An explosion in a facility in the middle of Suribachi City. The being of black and red fire makes his home in a vessel that doesn't remember anything, and the hands of fate continue to move. The end. Recorded for SummerSweb 2025 as a treat for Mistborn Hero. Mist, I hope you enjoyed this one. Citus Darkness, thank you for having a blanket permission. Everybody, go give all of your dough to the original fic. And as always, don't forget to stretch, drink water, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!